Now it's time for Half Hour to Health. Sit back, relax.
I shall not feel good. I feel good. Like a move in the wood.
Good morning and welcome to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm joined this morning by Dr. Spolstra. We're going to be talking about autism and autism spectrum disorder. It is Autism Awareness Month. We just passed Autism Awareness Day this past Monday. Dr. Spolstra is a wife and mother first and foremost, and she started a family of pediatric practice 10 years ago in Idaho after graduating from Sherman College of Chiropractic. She's the founder of the FOCUS program and the Neurodeflective Retraining Method, which launched in June of 2012. FOCUS is a drugless and educational healing program for children, teens, and adults with ADD, ADHD, autism spectrum disorder, and other related disorders. And the program consists of four main pillars, which we'll be talking about today: chiropractic, nutrition, neurodeflective retraining, and mentoring. So good morning and welcome to the show, Dr. Spolstra.
Good morning, and thanks for having me. I'm always really honored and happy to talk to any audience about this topic and hopefully shed some light on a different perspective and point of view.
Yeah, I am excited to talk about this because it's actually a topic we haven't covered on the Half Hour to Health show previously, so this is brand new to our listeners. So let's start at the very beginning. Tell us exactly what autism spectrum disorder is.
Well, that's a pretty big question because it depends on what circles you run in. I like to say it's a diagnosis of exclusion. We're not going like, hey, there's this mysterious brain thing. Oh, I found it. There it is. There's the diagnosis. It's what are you doing? What is the child doing? What are they not doing? A lot of observation, a lot of what I call watching and wondering. And then obviously there's some testing. And then there's some definite specific genetic conditions and disorders that and variants that can either that can create autism-like symptoms or autism spectrum disorders. But really, especially for the lay public and for the traditional, I mean, the typical person going through looking for a diagnosis, it's really usually a parent or a pediatrician noticing at first, like, oh, my child's not meeting the milestone appropriately or not making eye contact or socialization. Socialization is often, in my experience, it's usually mom saying, there's something going on here. There's something not quite right. And then that leads us down the road of looking at all of the other traits that are either there or not there. So one of the biggest things that I would like to just share is that when we work with a lot of kids with autism spectrum disorders and other neurodevelopmental disorders, but we don't say, like, this kid has autism. Or this kiddo has Tourette's, which is a comorbid condition that sometimes we see pops up with a spectrum disorder, or ADHD or whatever. We don't want to define our kids by that. If you do, some people do, that's okay. In our philosophy, we don't want to because we know that we can improve expression of life. We can look for underlying factors that may be contributing to these traits or symptoms or deflective behaviors, I call them. And so the individual isn't necessarily, like, stuck or pegged in this, like, this is who I am for life, right? And so I think that's an important distinction just to be aware of as an audience.
That's brilliant. So tell us a little bit about what you do when you meet somebody in your clinic that has come in for help.
Well, in my office, I have a chiropractic office, much like yours, it sounds. We got to speak a little bit about that. I have a really philosophically based, pretty what we call in chiropractic circles, straight chiropractic office, meaning we're looking for subluxations. We call them neurostructural shifts of the spine. So basically, we're looking for altered segments of the spine, areas of the spine or the cranium or the pelvis that might be misaligned that may be causing neurological interference, basically changing the way that the brain and spinal cord is working. And so we do that in our office as a big pediatric practice. And then secondarily, I have a separate program that has a separate waiting room and everything called FOCUS, the FOCUS program. And that is where we specifically work with kids with neurodevelopmental disorders, such as autism spectrum disorders. So most people come to us knowing that we do that, but even in the traditional or the typical like family chiropractic practice, you know, you are going to encounter, and you do, kids at varying levels of autism spectrum disorders or learning or behavioral challenges. And so one of the things that I find other practitioners struggle with is in a typical practice is, okay, so I've got these kids in my practice. How do I help them? One, how do I clinically help them? Two, how do I even interact with them? Because interaction is really different. And so, you know, you say, what do you do when you see them? I mean, we have a whole clinical approach for what we do to uncover neurological imbalances and help them improve. But just the very basic, and I think that your audience members would be more interested perhaps in just knowing this, is understanding that their brain, a person with autism spectrum disorder, their brain is functioning and processing differently. So, for example, if they're not making eye contact with you, direct central vision eye contact, if you're looking at it through a behavioral lens, you may feel that this child or adult or adolescent might be, you know, having rude behavior or being defiant or not listening to you. But, you know, there's so many different examples of this, but it's really important to know that they are processing their world really differently, and for you to have the expectation that they need to sit still, not move, look at you in the eye, stop making the noises that they're making, you know, just different examples. In order for them to interact with you, you need to understand that that's probably inappropriate of you to think that. So I think one of the things, I do a lot of teaching and lectures and seminars, one of the things is just really understanding more about what's going on in the brain of somebody with autism spectrum disorder, how they are processing their world. And when you can do that, you can have a lot more certainty and clarity in just basic interactions with somebody who's struggling with this or with somebody who's affected, which is really important. You know, when we talk about inclusion, like you'll hear it a lot this month, Autism Awareness Month, you know, this word is really big, like inclusion. We want to include everybody. Well, inclusion to me isn't just, hey, we want you, child, who may have one of these challenges or may be processing your world differently. We want you to fit into our world. We also need to understand more about their world to try to help them.
Absolutely. So what advice do you have to families that are maybe starting to negotiate this path, maybe seeing that there could be some issues with their own child? What advice do you have for them?
My advice is that you have an open mind. So often people are told when they have a diagnosis or they start down the path of looking for a diagnosis or figuring out, like, what's going on with my child? You know, why are they having these angry fits? Why are they having this GI discomfort or extreme pain? Why this chronic constipation? Why are they not looking at me in the eyes? Why are they doing routinized or OCD type behaviors? Why no imaginative play? Like all of these things and many, many more. When parents start to go down the road of looking for answers, I think it's really important, certainly, to go the traditional route and receive the diagnosis if that's what you're looking for, and go, you know, go to your pediatrician, go to the speech therapist, OTs, all that. But also really understand that if you're told there's nothing that can be done, your child's never going to have a better expression of life, like this is it, and you in your heart feel like, you know, you can't tell it, you know, you can't tell a parent like how to navigate this, right? And so I encourage people to just listen to their heart, listen, you know, have an open mind and seek out other opinions, right? Get as much information as you can. I actually have a separate business called Navigate Your Healing, which is I have a business partner in, and she is a mom with a child who was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. He was pretty severely affected, and he was 4 when he received a diagnosis. And he is 15 now. He's in our program. He's just doing wonderful. He's gained a lot of socialization, language. He's made many, many improvements in his quality of life and expression of life over the years. And in our business, Navigate Your Healing, we have a ton of free content for parents. It's really designed for parents just to help navigate this world of autism and neurodevelopmental disorders. Like, okay, so I have this diagnosis. Now what? What do I do now? Who do I listen to? What are even all these therapies? What does a speech therapist do? What does an OT do? What is a brain balance center? What is neurodeflective retraining? Why chiropractic? Why does that fit into this? Why diet? You know, it's very overwhelming and it's scary. You're in a place of fear because this is your child. Of course, you're in a place of fear and panic, and you're also in a place where you have to make a lot of decisions. So reach out for help. Find a great support team. System. Check us out at Navigate Your Healing if you want. That's one of the things that we provide for free, is it just a support, like a network of support. And it's a, you know, from a practitioner and from a parent perspective. And then start learning.
What's your contact info for Navigate Your Healing?
You can check us out at NavigateYourHealing.com. So www.NavigateYourHealing.com. And then we have our Facebook page, which is also NavigateYourHealing.com, and my partner, Amy, her name's Amy as well, Amy Yardley, she mostly manages that, and then we also put on webinars, and we have a lot of free content, we have blog posts, we have a private Facebook group where we have, she moderates that, and we have support, and then we have other offerings that, you know, are, you know, more individualized, specific things that if people want to work with Amy to help, Amy Yardley, to help them navigate specifically, and she's really good at doing that from a parent perspective. They can hire her to do that. We have products from, you know, Detox Your Home to one of my favorite products that we have. I think it's like $7 or something. It's just a PDF, and it's like 10 things we wish you knew, like 10 things that I wish you knew as a practitioner the moment you had a diagnosis, and then from a parent perspective, 10 things we wish you knew, 10 things Amy Yardley wish she knew when her son was first diagnosed. So it's like we always say, look, I've been doing this for 10 years. She's been doing this for 11 years. We would like parents to, if they're so inclined to go down this road and look at more of the healing options, we would like parents to learn and navigate this world a lot faster than Amy Yardley did, or maybe take the information that it took us 10 years to learn and download it in, you know, a couple months. That'd be great.
Wow, what a valuable resource. So that's NavigateYourHealing.com. We're here on Half Hour to Health. I'm speaking with Dr. Amy Spolstra. She is I'm just going to call you a holistic expert in the realm of autism and autism spectrum disorder, and it is Autism Awareness Month here in the month of April. We've got to take a break, but we will be right back here on Half Hour to Health, airing on WTPL and WEMJ. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.